Yeah, so we're here. It's a little bit of...
Yeah, we're trying to work up to an energy level that... So we had...
Kind of painted ourselves into a corner here.
Yeah. So everyone knows about... You guys have heard of the Trumps, right?
Yeah, you guys know this is a crazy thing going on in this country right now.
But we had found this...
Film.
I guess you call it a film.
TV movie.
Yeah, I found it. I sent it to you. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to order that.
Yeah.
I think we even, yeah.
This is a while ago. Yeah. We forgot we had it.
Then we're like, we got to watch it. We recorded a, you know, alcohol-fueled response to this like a month ago. And then turns out Pro Tools sucks sometimes.
Yeah, so there was an error with the cloud storage and a save reversion. I don't know. It's not my fault, but I guess I can take the blame. But, you know.
Yeah, no need. But
So to get to the point, you're listening to Cahoots. I'm Ben.
Kate.
And what we are doing here is there is a movie called For Love Alone that is... it's called Ivana Trump's For Love Alone because it's based on a novel that Ivana Trump wrote that was published right around the time of her divorce with Donald Trump.
Do you think it's slander to say wrote in quotes?
It doesn't say that there was a ghostwriter, but I think it's very easy to assume that somebody...
Or is it just beautifully, like, tragic to read? I mean, I kind of love the idea of, like... Of course she had a ghostwriter, but I mean, I love the idea of like she didn't, and then it's just.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm kind of curious to see I'd like to read like 2 pages of it, but we've now watched the film once in its entirety, like legitimately watched it. We didn't we weren't Mystery Science Theatering it the whole time, and we had the sound on and we were watching it, and then.
And we gave a powerful analysis that got lost in the ether.
Yeah,
so.
And it was long, and we're gonna I hopefully this version is less long because we have it on silent. We've sort of been refreshing ourselves with it, and really just out of pure desire to live up to our word, we're gonna present you guys with some kind of a response, review, analysis, discussion of this thing.
I made the fatal error of like teasing that we are doing this, so now we're doing it. But also, there is, I mean...
Yeah, Kate's Instagram post locked us into... Yeah,
we're backed into a corner.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever.
So how do we talk about For Love Alone?
For Love Alone, yeah.
For Love, .. alone. Like, right there, For Love Alone. Like, she's alone. I think that is one of the themes we're seeing throughout this movie, is she is...
She's alone.
She's kind of alone in a lot of her...
It's also funny that the title implies... Okay, so
everything she does is for love. But
well, yeah, that she married Donald Trump for love, that she whatever, because it's so we should say give it like we're going all over the place here, guys. Just bear with us. But like,
so the novel is not autobiographical completely. Like there's elements. So like apparently Ivana Trump was an actual skier of some.
And she escaped, like, the Eastern Bloc, like,
Was she in the Olympics?
I think she was like
an alternate or something?
Yeah,
or?
Something like that. She was on the Olympic team. I don't know if she actually competed. She's she's an accomplished person. Like, some of this stuff is real. And in this movie, you see her sort of go from being, like, a model sort of actress / skier. She gets into a relationship with an older man who's a film director. They have a kid. She's forced to give the kid up. That part's entirely fictional, as far as I can tell. She flees the country.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, we'll get into whichever parts we feel like talking about. But like, basically, she ends up, in the States. It becomes a model there, or something.
She meets the Donald Trump character, which is played by.
Okay,
Let's just do the right now. I'm just doing the whole recap. Sure. I know we're kind of bouncing around, but what's his name?
His name's Stephen Collins.
Seventh Heaven fame. So we'll circle back.
Yeah, he plays Donald Trump character named Adam something or other.
And he, they meet on the slopes. And I think the whole thing too is that she's better than him on the slopes.
Yeah, she's really, I mean,
which
is probably
we like to
true.
Imagine is pulled, straight from reality. But, so then she marries him and, they have they set up the whole thing about their business dealings together, that, you know, buying a hotel, all this kind of crap. We'll come back to it. But I forget, how does it, oh, in the end, she ends up, does she leave him?
She leaves him for like this, like, kind-hearted other billionaire guy that they know socially, who always treated her with kindness.
And there's a reoccurring thing, you know, where she's trying to now locate her son.
She hires like a private detective who looks for her, like the son that she gave up for adoption when she was like 20 or whatever. And the movie kind of ends with her reuniting with a sort of teenage 20-something version of her son, who conveniently is in the same social circle as her.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, you know, it wasn't that hard. She just happens to be on vacation somewhere and meets this kid, and she's fascinated with him, and it's kind of creepy at first. Like, it's kind of like she's like a cougar with this like young guy, and then she starts asking questions about where he's from, and he says he was adopted, and she's like, does all this stuff and figures out that, oh my God, this is my son. And it sort of ends like, oh, you know, for everything she did, it was for love alone. She reconnected with her son. And there's this weird subplot where she helps her friend escape an evil husband who's like a Saudi oil man or some shit like that. I don't know.
That's literally playing right now. So, yeah, there's some weird, there's some bizarre kind of like attempts at humanizing her and making her the like the sort of kind spirited, thoughtful person. But yeah, I mean, it's a weird.
It's basically a huge PR stunt for her, I think, because it was all in the wake of the divorce, and they were a famous, like, New York, you know, socialite couple, and it's amazing because like this was basically like a movie of the week somewhere, you know, in the 90s or something, and you know, probably for like, you know, the readers of People magazine, Ivana Trump was like a glamorous, exciting person, and so getting this sort of window into kind of who she was probably exciting for some, you know, grandmothers and, you know, bored housewives or something like that. And in that, she was definitely making a play for her being the good one, you know, like this definitely paints Adam Graham is his name, the quote unquote Donald Trump character. It definitely paints him into being sort of vain and being, you know, kind of petty and stuff like that. And she's the virtuous one. It's a movie of the week.
It is kind of weird though, because I remember we talked about in our first run at this. It is funny that she never has more kids with Adam. There's like the whole actual life of her having, you know, her two large sons. No, her two sons and her little mini me Ivanka. Like, there's no completely indication absent that there's any of that, because she ends up leaving the Donald Trump character, Adam, to get with this other guy. So like, how, I mean, you can only imagine her meeting with her editor and they're like, okay, tell me how your life actually went. And she like lays it out. She's like, I was a skier and then I met this guy who had some money and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm getting a green card. And then she's like, I moved to New York and I get knocked up first chance I get.
Mm-hmm.
We like to go to New York parties. And they're like, oh, can we, we're going to start reworking this. Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that like, they lose, I mean, so many of the facts.
Fail sons.
Eric and Don Jr. and Ivanka are just completely absent from the story. I mean, you know, any of the abuse that was, you know, whether or not, you know, it was reported and stuff. I mean, all the stuff about him, like, raping her and like, just completely absent. Like, he's just sort of a petty kind of shithead in this. He's not, like, a bad guy. But she still looks like the better one for, like, leaving him. And there's a bunch of stuff where she's like smarter than him, which is really funny, which is also probably true.
Yeah.
But
because I don't think you have to try too hard to be.
No. Yeah. But all of his businesses failed anyway. So like in reality, whether she was the one being like, oh, Donald, you should do this. It's like, well, all that shit was none of it worked. So even if she was the brains, it's not the thing. But at the time, I guess the perception was, because this is like peak, like Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, like cameo Pizza Hut commercial, Donald Trump kind of shit, that like people knew who he was.
Also, by the way, you know, if they're on the tabloids as a famous couple, then the news just broke that he's left her for Marla Maples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the thing. So yeah, like all the housewives that would want to pick sides are going to be like, oh, Ivana is just such a...
Yeah, this was the Real Housewives of whatever for that time. And like, and so people, you know,
not enough wine throwing
her
though in this.
Yeah, no, it's very tame. There's not a lot of, they go to parties, but the parties are very like movie cocktail party kind of, like, you know, oh, she puts on an evening gown and he puts on a tux and there's a piano player and they stand around and talk to other rich people about where they're going on vacation. Like, there's no, like, yeah. there's no coke. There's no, no one's getting drunk. Like, everyone's very well behaved. You know,
she gives a present, but she tells the person what's in it. Wait, she's like, it's a cuckoo clock, but oh, it's God. Nothing like the cuckoo clock you saw. That was the guy she ends up marrying later.
Yeah, a lot of cuckoo clock stuff. Like they ride in the backs of limos. At one point, the Adam Graham character buys a. He says he's gonna buy a Hollywood studio. That's one of the best. He's like, she comes into like a hotel room where he's like on the phone, you know, drinking orange juice or something, and he's like puts the phone down and he's like, I just got off the phone with so and so. I told him I'm in the market for a film studio. And
yeah, she's like the idea that this independent person
yeah, just like just buys buy Paramount or something. And she's like, oh, but the film business is not very reliable.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
And then he's like, how would you know? And she's like, I would know about it. I would know as much as you.
It's
so bad. And then, but the best part though, because you know, I mean, this is one of the things I think now that I'm, you know, I'm trying to remember some of the things we talked about last time that were mm-hmm. good. But one of those was, if you can just try to put your head into the mind of if you actually knew Donald Trump and like what makes him tick on a personal level,
mm-hmm.
like the things that drive him crazy
mm-hmm.
and the things that rev him up. It's like, you know. We reference Chapo a lot on this because we love Chapo Trap House as a podcast, but mm-hmm. you know, they talked about like Donald Trump, when he had that burger night at the White House, all he was thinking in the middle of the shutdown was Nancy Pelosi is going to see that I had burgers with the big football boys and know that I won. And it's like there, if you think about that kind of logic and like, you know, Donald Trump's like someone talking about how his hands being little, that kind of shit is what drives him
yeah.
crazy. So like, the idea, so with that in mind, like watching this movie, you know Ivana Trump is smarter than him because everybody is, and more like clever, and she's all, you know, she's definitely thinking a couple steps ahead of him. So yeah. like in the wake of a breakup when this movie got made, you know that she pitched like, I told him to buy hotels. And like there is a scene in this movie that is amazing.
Where he's not in the hotel business at all.
Yeah.
Which at this point I'm pretty sure in his career he totally was.
Yeah. So that's like the genius of this that makes you kind of go like, I see you, Ivana. Like mm-hmm. she's just like, what's the equivalent of telling him he has sausage fingers or whatever the whole hand. Mm-hmm. He's like, whatever the thing that's just going to cut him so hard and piss him off and keep him up at night.
Yeah.
And make him angry. It's just so in this, yeah, she's like, I want to buy a hotel. And they go and look at an old hotel that he
remembers going to as a child, but it's been like closed down. And she has a vision for how this hotel is going to be like a luxury hotel. And he's kind of like, well,
it's not going to work.
Project yeah. of yours, honey, you know.
And then he literally says to her, like, well, I mean, if this fails, it's okay, because I got enough money for the both of us.
Yes, that's actual a line from the movie.
And it's pretty fabulous, because, and then, you know, it goes on to be a success, and all, so it's like, it's kind of hilarious that, like, again, thinking about this as, like, a movie that comes out right when you're in the middle of, like, a divorce and custody battle or whatever yeah, else oh, going yeah. on, like, to think of this as her just being like, well, what will piss him off the most? Well, I will take complete credit for the hotels.
Well, it's so much. I mean, she wrote a book and then it got turned into a movie. And, you know, one assumes she had some sort of input on this movie. But like,
she's in it.
Yeah, she makes a cameo appearance as a nice woman who gives the Ivana character directions.
Yeah. We love it.
And it's just, it's so dumb and pointless. It's like a scene that doesn't even need to be in the movie. It's, like, no. it's such a great, ridiculous cameo. But it's like, you know, for all the effort that had to go into, like, you know, ghostwriting a book, doing press, I assume, you know, selling the rights to some TV studio that, you know, made this into a, you know, movie of the week or whatever it was. It's like, she did all that to have things like the scene where she tells, because everyone knows, when you go watch this thing, it's called Ivana Trump's For Love Alone. So everyone who's tuning in knows that this guy is supposed to be Donald Trump. And like, so to have a scene where she tells him to get into the hotel business is such a dig. And it's like, all he would do equivalent to that is pretend to be his own publicist and call newspapers and, you know, report gossip on like he did all that shit all the time. There's a lot of, you know, grandstanding, like self-benefiting, like press stuff that he did, but it was all just like lazy phone calls. And like, she actually got a fucking movie made. So, seemingly
point.
Solely to make him look stupid, which is funny. And by the way, if this sounds in any way like an endorsement, like, don't go out of your way to get this. If it pops up on Amazon at some point, which it totally might, like, to stream, yeah, you know, get your friends over, you know, get drunk and watch it if you want to. Don't, we made the effort. I paid $20 for this DVD and we're watching it now a second time. Don't be like us. There's nothing redeeming here. You can, you know, but it is funny as this weird little artifact that somehow has mostly gone unnoticed.
Yeah. And if you smoke some pot and get drunk first, you'll have an even better time. And if you watch it with like one or more friends, but it's like, it is kind of just ridiculous. I mean, like, the dialogue's so bad. And there are some scenes, like...
This is written in a weekend. I mean, I mean, every shot is a medium shot. Like,
One of our other favorite scenes was when... So, you know, she finds out... She meets this director guy. She becomes pregnant. He said, of course, you're going to get rid of it. She says, no, I'm going to keep it. There's a bunch of back and forth there. And then, finally, she has the baby. And it's one of those, like... movie baby scenes where it's like she's just had the baby, but obviously the baby is like 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's in bed with this baby, and the doctors come up, and it's weird because it doesn't look like a normal hospital. It looks like a hospital that you'd see, like, you know, in like a, I'm thinking right now, like Forrest Gump, when, you know, Lieutenant Dan is like...
Oh, sure, like a war
like
hospital.
It's like a war hospital, where it's like a bunch of beds, like almost like an infirmary, you know, for tuberculosis or something in the 50s. It's like all these beds, and this doctor just walks up, and they've convinced her to give it up for adoption. So, but it's the scene that's like, you know, of course, like, you... dramatize things, you dramatize moments at times. Obviously, everything that gets written, everything that gets shown in a movie is not necessarily how it actually goes down in real life. But this was so funny because they walk up and it's a doctor with like his assistant, his nurse or something, and they have a clipboard with like the contract
adoption papers.
To like give the baby away. And it's like they put it in front of her and they're like, you must sign it. And she's like, and she's cradling her, like, what is a newborn, but is obviously, like, you know, 6 months old. And then it's like, then it's just this amazing sequence of, like, the insert on the line, the insert on the doctor's face.
The director thought he was pulling some real Hitchcock shit there, like, cutting, like, each letter being drawn out delicately. She's unsure. It's cutting to her eye. She's like, oh, I don't know. And the doctor's like, come on. And it's like,
and at one point she does her first name and he goes, you have to write the whole name or something like that. Like, and she like keeps doing it and her pen's shaking. And then the best part is she signs this one. The best thing is like one signature on one page on a clipboard. So it's not even like a giant ass document or anything. It's like one page. And then they take the paper. And then he's like, give me the baby. And it's like, like as if like at that moment.
In the same shot, I think.
Yeah. No, it's right then. And she's like, no, and he's like, give me the baby, and he like takes the baby, and it's kind of great.
That's the last time she sees her baby until it kind of seems like she's trying to sleep with him like 20 years later when she meets him at a ski resort, and then
Ben, they have chemistry.
I mean, you know, there's a, you know, the genes are crying out to each other. I don't know. It's I mean, so like the idea that she made this thing, but she created a fictional adoption subplot solely to make her look more sympathetic. And I don't know. I mean, at the time, this is like pre-internet, basically. So, like, I don't know if anybody thought that was real. Or
I mean,
because
we know that wasn't the thing, right?
Like, no, I looked it up. Like, there's no information. So she makes a fake kid that she misses and loves and wants a thing. Meanwhile, the three actual kids she had are completely absent from the story, as is any of the custody stuff that we all know about now, where like they used Don Jr. as like a bargaining chip. And so she tried to, and Trump didn't care. And like,
Trump's like, take him, please.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, like if you lay this over history and actually look at like just sort of what this is, like there's no, you're not getting anything. This isn't like the tell-all Ivana Trump thing. This is the, I look good here. He looks like a shithead.
I'm gonna be petty and like literally take credit for his one thing, which is hotels that he brags about all the time. You know, that's like the one thing of his that doesn't seem to go away.
Yeah,
when like the steaks and the vodka and the airline and the
football team,
the university, like everything else fails. at least he has the hotels. And she's like, nope, that's the one thing I'm going to really lean into as
just
my
idea. Just a total
idea.
Kick in the balls there.
And I think there is somebody at the because she has like a party celebrating the opening and everyone's like, this was such a great idea for you to buy this hotel. And she's like, oh, I it is, isn't it? Like, it's really, she really.
No, there's like a gossip columnist character that I looked it up at some point, but I don't give a shit enough now to look at it. But it's like based on some real gossip columnist that was like kind of in their social circle or something like that, that like points out that like, oh, she's really overshadowing her husband, you know, like, you know, or something. And it's like, yeah, like the whole thing, it's transparently designed to make her appear better than him, which, you know, at this point in our lives and in history, right on. You know, it's funny to see a shitty TV movie that has no value other than to make Donald Trump look really dumb by distance. I mean, I would love to know, and no one gives a shit enough to find this out, but like, were the ratings on this good? Like, you know, like, did like, was he pissed?
Yeah,
you know, like, was he like, you know, because we ended, you know, our big wet boy loves to watch TV, so like, was he just furious that night knowing that like people around the country were watching this on TV and like thinking less of him? Like, I mean, he would have to have been. Because there's not a Donald Trump movie that I'm aware of, other than this.
Yeah, I don't.
Which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they get. So wait, tell me the actor that plays Donald Trump again.
Oh, we didn't go into that, did we?
Yeah, okay. But I mean, they give. By the way, this man is
Stephen Collins.
Yeah, and like Ben knows more about that. Ben knows more about his like personal situation and or how it's reflected upon his career. But I will say this, you know, he. At this point in time, he was a professional, respected actor. And
well, this is pre-Seventh Heaven. He was the dad in Seventh Heaven. So, like, I don't know what his actual status was, but he eventually was a very successful actor.
But they also give him far too much credit because he looks great and like wears suits that seem to fit.
Yeah, he's got a good jawline. He's got you know, intense eyes.
He has hair.
Yeah, he has hair. He's got a good head of hair. He's in shape.
So I think it's interesting. I mean, if we're just pointing out like jabs that Ivana took in this, like it's interesting that on the one hand, like, you know, and again, we'll get into like how much of a creep this guy turned out to be, this actor. But like at this moment in time, I mean, he's like a good looking man and he's actually, you know, it's like you could have. He looks like a soap opera star. But like, I just imagine the casting options and like, you know. So she gave him a lot of credit here.
Yeah, which in and of itself could read as a dig because
that's true. That's the fun thing about this movie. Sorry to interrupt you, but like to think about it like that, where it's like she probably knows him better than he knows himself. So it's like to think about all these little nuancy things, like. Is it better to cast someone who's just gross and sweaty and just a bag of suet like Donald Trump is and has always been? We've all seen the bathrobe photo. Or is it better to cast someone like way better looking and like what will he respond to? Will he understand the satire? And
it's a good question. I'm curious if like that was just purely a network decision. That's just like, oh, like, that's, you know, true. With Steve, you know, like, but at the same time, either way, it looks like an insult because this guy has got more charisma and just natural. I mean, his looks are just, I mean, Donald Trump has never looked as good as Stephen Collins at any point in his life. Probably Stephen Collins today in his shame cave of, you know, admitting to multiple sexual assaults on minors still probably looks better than Donald Trump. And it's like, it certainly seems that way. And like, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe he's dumb enough that he thought that was a compliment to him. I have no idea.
So let's now talk about the irony of
Stephen Collins,
who... Not the same.
Not related
to
me, by the way.
Yeah, not related to Ben. But also, like, you know,
surprise, it's my uncle. No,
different crimes, same shame.
Yeah, I mean, he
that they share.
He admitted to three different sexual assaults on minors spanning between like 1974 and like 1995 or something like that, and you know, subsequently, like, you know, he's completely fallen off. I don't think he's in jail because I think the statute of limitations was up or they didn't pursue things. But like Seventh Heaven, which is, you know, was a very popular WB, you know, family drama when we were in like high school or something like that. Like that's completely, as far as I know, been pulled from syndication. And like, you know, it's just his career ended in, not that it was like he didn't go on to do a ton of stuff, but yeah, he was in stuff. I mean, he's a working actor and he's just completely disgraced at this point. So the idea that like, that guy who ended up, I mean, you know, not terribly different accusations to some of the Trump stuff as far as underage girls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, Trump hasn't been, you know, none of that's been proven, but like, you know, all the I mean, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff and things like that.
That's
it's like,
true.
Yeah,
he's so in the flight log.
Stephen Collins is, you know, they have something in common. I mean, I'd love to imagine them like, you know, joking at a cocktail party at some point at this period, you know, like, I don't know. It's but so the irony that recognized sexual predator plays Donald Trump in this movie is fucking hilarious. It was part of why I knew I had to get it, just for the pure novelty value of the whole thing.
Much like, more than seeing Donald Trump and Stephen Collins together in that, being a fly on that wall, I want to see Stephen Collins and Billy Bush.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, it's like the like taint of Donald Trump, like if you even get close to him, whether you're playing him in a movie or whether you're just listening to him talk about sexually assaulting women, like you can't even play him without getting like the stench of
the residual disgust of him.
And it's just like, I like the idea of thinking that Stephen Collins would never have become a pedophile. I mean, I know this is not even true at all, because this movie took place after he'd already like done that stuff. But I love the idea that it's like contagious. Like if you just, if you're just within the sphere of Donald Trump, like your life's going to be
ruined.
It's going to
rub psychically. The psychic damage of even like going there is going to bring it. Yeah. I mean,
okay. So now we can, you know, get a little bit political. The Michael Cohen stuff happened this week. And even just hearing him be like, I was charmed and dazzled by this man. And you're like, how?
Yeah. I mean,
and by the way, that's 2007 Donald Trump. That's not even like, that's not even Home Alone 2 Donald Trump.
No, I mean, the only way I can make that make sense is that he was at like a sort of peak of his fame because of the TV show. Because if was it the Apprentice, like that, like I think that that's the only way. But yeah, I mean, you know, everybody who was dazzled or entertained him as a legitimate person, it's like there's a stain there for sure. Some of them go to jail, some of them end up disgraced in Hollywood. I mean,
yeah, and others, like our friend of the show Roger Stone, are gonna proudly go down for this man, and how and why we'll never know.
Well, one of the things we talked about in the lost episode, but that we can do again now, and I don't remember everything we said, but it's like, was the question of like, so if this is the only, you know, at this point there's going to be, I can't even remember all the projects in development. I mean, there's like HBO movies, there's a number of Trump related things that will happen, and I'm not going to speculate on what those would have been like or what they will be like or what the sort of, you know, some of them probably won't happen or whatever, but this is an interesting sort of ancillary thing that, like, would it be possible to make a good Ivana Trump movie at this point? Like, could you basically like get her to actually, like, at this point, I mean, I think she's actually like a friend and supporter of his still.
Totally, yeah.
So I don't think it'll ever happen like from her, but it's like, you know, if like somebody wanted to dig up all the gossip dirt and stuff like that and do like an I, Tonya version of like the Ivana Trump story, like, I mean, if it kind of seems like you could do, if the real story is that she basically, you know, escaped an oppressive government regime, came to America, found a dumb rich guy to marry, got some kids out of it, divorced him, publicly shamed him with a stupid memoir and this stupid movie based on it, got presumably a ton of money and walked the fuck away. That's kind of like a sort of empowerment story that I think would be at least fun. I think people would like that story because Donald Trump is on the receiving end of all of her own narcissism and stuff like that. Like, I don't know her at all. I'm not like, you know, whatever, but this certainly is not a not narcissistic portrayal that we watch in this movie. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that people are clamoring for that movie, but like, it's not impossible that you could make it. I mean, what do you think? Would you write that movie, Kate?
No, because I'm not going to spend an ounce more of time or energy thinking about this family.
Yeah, that's true.
I am forced to at this point.
10 years from now, maybe. If they're all in jail and Ivana's the only one not in jail, then maybe. Then it's like the, you know, the
You know what movie I want to see more than the Ivana Trump movie?
Please tell me.
Tiffany. I want Tiffany to be some sleeper cell, like, Grey Wolf. I just want,
Tiffany,
like...
Tiffany, you could save all of us right now.
How great would that be?
We might be too deep in for but in the early days, like, right after the inauguration, if Tiffany had, like, some real hardcore shit to come out with, really, I think, could have done something. And, I mean, they're probably paying her... God knows how much, or like her life is an NDA, you know, like her, like, you know, like, what do they do, like the footprint stamps when the baby's born or whatever, like that was her signature on an NDA. It's just like, you can never talk about anything ever for your entire life. I don't know, but if only.
I mean, if Baron isn't like a robot or whatever's going on with that kid.
Yeah, fascinated.
Then maybe there's some hope. I mean, I just think Ivana is like, I don't know. I mean, I just, part of it's just that I think we're all so tired of these people, but then there's going to always be an appetite for it. Just like now that he's a fucking president, like, you just know, getting around the fact that people are going to want to see these movies and products and everything. So, like, I think you're right. Like, I think that's definitely, I mean, in true Kahoot's, you know, format, you've just pitched a movie that could people would, I mean, there's, and definitely, like, the way you market that, like, that would definitely,
it would be a big movie if you did the like the bad bitch, like, Ivana Trump fucks over Donald Trump and gets everything she wants and walks
like
away,
Helen Mirren
sunset.
Plays her,
yeah,
something.
Like, and it's all told in like a like flashback kind of thing where it's like, well, let me tell you about the time, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if you did it in that sort of I, Tonya kind of like no regrets kind of way, I think it would be probably a movie that the like sort of hashtag resistance kind of crowd would sort of find at least entertaining, maybe. And
I mean, okay, here's the fun twist.
Unless everyone's,
I mean,
just sick of it, like you're saying.
Here's what would be really funny is if there was some way to do like, yeah, so everything leading up to like, so she, everything we know to have happened, right? Like, mm-hmm. She had the kid, she divorced him. She made this book, this movie, you know, probably got to like keep the apartment, whatever the whole, the kind of clever stuff. But then she endorses him for president and we're all like, what the fuck? After you said he keeps a copy of Mein Kampf and he rapes you and all this shit, like.
Well, she says the rape stuff was a lie now, which who knows?
Yeah, but like, but what would be the good version of this movie now that is that there would be a twist. If she made that movie now and it came out like in a month or week or whatever the hell, the good movie of that, the end of it would be a twist where like the very last scene, which would only be like a minute long or something, would be like, so she's like at the rally in 2016. She's like, no, Donald Trump is the best, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And she's totally in support of him. And then the very last scene is like, the other shoe drops. Like she's supported him. She recanted on all of the rape stuff and everything because it's the ultimate thing that's going to put him in jail or something. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Yeah. It's like, if this
like
was some sort of long game,
long
that,
con,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. That if in another coordinated PR stunt
thing,
she like dropped the thing like next week that was going to be like the big thing
and then
released a book
happened.
That was like the real thing.
And it hasn't happened. I don't even think it could be a book. I think it has to be the thing that, because what everybody wants now, who, I mean, whether you're a liberal or you're just like a critical person who realizes that Donald Trump is a complete horrible mess for our country, like wherever you sit on the side of just like, can we just all be done with like Donald Trump? What you would want to see more than anything is just like some form of justice or getting him like out of it, right?
Oh, I know what it would be. I mean, because there was some theories during like, I think around the time of the election because of like, you know, it's a stretch. I'm not saying any of this is real, but because she's from like Czechoslovakia or whatever, and it was part of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
It's like, or like whatever. I mean,
yeah, it'd be like her high-fiving Putin or something.
It would,
yeah.
Well, there was theories that he was basically made as a Russian Soviet asset back in the 80s when they were married somehow. I mean,
which
again,
would be great. No, but that would be it.
Yeah, if it was something where it was like she came through with like the photos of him shaking hands with the KGB guy that was, you know, it's like that would be the big thing that's like bam, like there it is. There's the proof that like this whole thing was.
But then the
which
other
is
thing,
a, which is a fucking Democrat.
No,
fantasy
but I mean, it's
that,
all, it's
you know,
a total Democrat fantasy. But that's who you'd be selling this movie.
And that
to.
Was that was yeah. You're no, you're absolutely dead right.
And it would
that.
Also be like her. Okay, this is what it would be. And by the way, this movie probably would have needed to come out at like 2016 or 17 or something. Because what you're doing is you're basically saying this is everything that's already happened. We're literally just like,
oh, yeah.
It's a narrative feature, but we're kind of telling it as if it's a documentary almost. Like,
yeah.
This is literally what happened with the two of them. And you're seeing her now root for him in 2016. And she comes to the RNC now, you know, convention. Mm-hmm. And like, she's at all of these events and doing all this stuff. And you're just like, God, what is this, you know, whatever. She's like, she's reneging on everything that she stood for and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. But then, yeah, you see that, like, there's the very end, there's like, she's like, oh, Donald, I have to go, you know, and she like mm-hmm. gives him a kiss and you're like, what a bitch, I hate this lady. And then she walks outside and she gets in a black limo and then there's some fucking Russian oligarchs that mm-hmm. are like, you know, before she leaves, she's like, oh, Donald. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to come, you know, meet you at 10 o'clock or something. And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, yes, you know, I'm rooting for you. And like, mm-hmm. even though our marriage didn't work out, like we're in the same boat and we always stand for the same thing and mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know, you have her be like, set him up for something. And then she
yeah.
gets in a
it's the Michael Clayton ending is what you want.
Like
yeah.
she gets in a black car and he's like, is he going to be, you know, the Russian oligarch's like, is he going to be there at 10? And she's mm-hmm. like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, this crazy awesome bitch set this whole thing up and he's going to get, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's if that which won't happen, but if it did, that's exactly the yeah. That's and that's it's yeah. So I don't you
no,
know.
But that's to me that's the version that like is the only one that's of any kind of interest with a twist. Otherwise, I give two shits about this person.
Yeah.
Or there's some fictionalized thing about, you know, I want to see some fan fiction of Baron Trump, like, you know,
doing whatever.
It's called Daddy Issues.
I mean, but that's, we're just wait for it. I mean,
that's
I don't,
just fan fiction.
It's yeah. going to, I mean, something's going to happen there, but you know, in the meantime, Tiffany, there's, you know, we don't have that big of a listenership.
Tiffany's getting her law degree. So, like, Tiffany could take down her dad. I mean, there's a movie there.
Or she could just call us up and we could write the Tiffany Trump movie, you know. We could just do
it. Hey, girl.
You know, we'd love to hear it.
We're all clamoring for
yeah.
it. Yeah. But, I mean, there's just, we're completely sick of the other three
yeah
in spate. I mean, I just cannot
every once
tolerate.
In a while it's funny and look, I mean, I you know, I would love to see any one of them in handcuffs, you know, just for fun. It would just be cool. But even though I think Jared's the one I'd most want to see in handcuffs, just that's the most fun for a certain, you know, for some reason. But I'll take any of them, you know. Don Jr. is it's the funniest kind of, I guess, but you know, I mean, I don't want to hear about them other than that, really.
Unless
Ashley Feinberg's tweeting about it, which is always entertaining.
It would be kind of weird to see Ivanka in handcuffs. Just because it's like, it wouldn't match her outfit.
Yeah. Or she'd have her own handcuffs ready that she insists, you know, it's like Prada handcuffs or something.
Yeah. Ivanka. Well, because no, you know actually what it would be?
It's her own line.
Yeah, because she launched a line of jewelry and in an interview. I mean, this is how stupid they are and how bad they are at. I mean, Donald Trump has a weird way of selling to like a certain kind of person that I just, it's never been me.
No,
I don't get it.
No, I get it.
But obviously people respond to him, but like she, you know, they all have I mean, she had her clothing line that failed and everything, but like, she started a jewelry line and her reason for doing it in an interview was that women want to buy themselves their own jewelry because they're smart and they have their own money and they're strong and they're working women. And I wanted to create jewelry for those women. It's like, bitch, I can go out and buy any jewelry from any, like it's not like Tiffany's like, oh no, ma'am, your boyfriend or husband needs to buy you this ring. It's like, that's not do you think that's like a good mark? That's not clever marketing. It's like, give me permission to buy. Like, that is the opposite
finally,
of what you're trying.
Ivanka Trump has given me permission
to
buy jewelry.
Her stuff.
Yeah.
So her handcuffs would be like Ivanka Trump.
Yeah, solid gold handcuffs.
Yeah.
You know.
made from the remnants of the toilet.
Yeah, that'd be great, actually.
Yeah. We had some leftovers.
Yeah, just, you know, just in a closet somewhere, just extra solid gold. Is it a solid gold toilet?
I mean,
it's plated.
Yeah, I can't. I have a hard time imagining it.
Probably, yeah, there's.
And probably you don't. It's probably not. It's not gold. It's not like it's gold leaf or gold. It's probably just some.
It might be. We could Google this. We're just being ridiculous at this point.
I mean, if I were Donald Trump's interior designer, I would just fleece him and be like, oh, yeah, it's gold. Give me $100,000, please. Or whatever. I don't know. A million. What do gold toilets
cost? Yeah,
what
is it? It's like he's going to know. Yeah.
And then you just literally give him the, like, chrome, like the mirror chrome, but gold. There's got that exists. Spray yeah. paint. He won't even notice. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, you've worked art department before. You know how to mock that shit
up.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, just get Home Depot has some chrome spray paint.
Well,
get someone to do a mirror job. So anyway, yeah, this one was like our first go around at this was much more, I don't know, we were drunker and so, yeah, I mean, definitely don't spend $20 to buy this movie. No. But if for some reason it comes around and it's streaming or something, then or if you see it in like the dollar store or like the penny bin at like
yeah, if you come
if
across
there's like a
re- it.
If you're at like a Hollywood Video or the one Blockbuster in Alaska mm-hmm. that's still
yeah,
kicking
yeah.
and then they shut down and it's in the penny
yeah if
bin.
You're if you're in an Ingles or a Piggly Wiggly in you know I don't know outside Memphis, Tennessee
yeah.
or you know and you see it in that cardboard box they have by the door where they clearly just shows they don't care if you steal it then steal it you know that's cool
or your local library is culling mm-hmm. you know their inventory and
yeah the ones that have never been rented in 20 years
and for love alone just happens to land on the top of the bin then yeah, go ahead and slip that inside your coat, mm-hmm. kid.
Yeah, don't pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not going to make any money at that for an aftermarket sale anyways, but, you know, I think
sleep easy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's...
Actually, now that I think, I probably put, like, 2 cents in her pocket when I buy buying it, like, because I bought it legitimately on Amazon.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of... I guess it does fall in the category of, like, bad filmmaking so like I don't know I mean so it's always good to watch bad movies badly written movies badly yeah. acted directed because you do I mean but it's not even the worst it's
no.
just it's just bad
it's just, bad.
It's just not
you
can
watch any
worst.
TV movie from the 90s and kind of
and it's not as awesomely I was hoping it would be like awesomely good like The Room but it's just not
no it's not even close
there's no Tommy Wiseau cameo nothing
no
yeah.
So that's that guys I think that's 42 minutes, 43 minutes. I think.
Yeah, that's
think
enough
got,
for this. I
we,
feel like we devoted
we
enough
did it, yeah.
energy and time. By the way, though, we just have it on the background playing and it started again. And it's back to when she gets pregnant by the director filmmaker guy. And there are some really awesome sex scenes. We're watching right now.
It's really hot.
It's
I mean,
just
I
just weird mouth kissing
still.
Where it's like, have you ever kissed just the corner of someone's mouth?
It, but like,
over and
in like
over
a biting
and over
kind of motion
away.
Without teeth, yeah.
It's like one of those fish that's eating the mollusks off the back of a whale.
Yeah, it's just like a sort of robotic mouth movement there, yeah.
Yeah, but that's I guess really we want to recommend this movie to anybody looking for tips on on romance.
Yeah,
how to make out properly. Just really go after the corner of the mouth.
Yeah,
aggressively.
You know, if you don't know anything about romance, this movie definitely has a thing
weird
or two
hugs.
To teach you. We're a lot of bathrobes in hotel rooms and stuff, and
yeah,
you know how to live well. Learn from Ivana Trump.
I mean, for love alone,
for
and
love
only love
alone,
alone,
alone.
So anyway,
so
well.
Alone. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I hope we made it. Whatever, I promise you, whatever we did in this 45 minutes is more entertaining than the hour and a half of the movie. So
yeah.
If you stuck with us talking about it, congratulations. But sticking with the movie is harder, I promise you.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. See you next time.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
For love alone.